You are listening live to Flyboys Radio Network as we are here at Bowen Field in Bluefield, West Virginia. Game 1 of 2 between the Flyboys and the Ribbed Runners is up next. A partly cloudy night here in Bluefield, West Virginia for game one of two between the Flyboys and the Ridge Runners. Hello, everyone. With you, as always, I'm Max Kershaw. Pleasure to have you listening in tonight. Flyboys have lost three in a row for the first time this year and are playing a Ridge Runners team that was the first to win a series against the Flyboys when they were in Pioneer Park in the last matchup between these two teams. Lineup for manager Jack Wilson tonight looks like this. Tyler Inge, Max Knight, Nick Arias in the four-hole. Cleanup, Brody Johnston, Brady Francisco, Nick Williams, BJ Pert, Dylan Jackson, Jordan Lewis. And they will be facing Joey Helinski for the second time this year. In Helinski's first start, he went five innings, six hits, three runs, one walk, and six strikeouts against the Flyboys. And Greenville looking for a big-time win tonight to keep their first-place seeding at three games ahead of Johnson City. After losing two to them and being walked off by Bristol, we're here in Bluefield, and the first pitch is on its way. First pitch is called strike one to Tyler Inge. Tyler was 1-for-1 with two walks in yesterday's game. He takes outside for ball one. Dakota Kilgore, our umpire, and in the field is Diego Zammer as Tyler Inge takes inside. It is two balls and one strike to Tyler Inge. And now Inge takes strike two. Tyler has found his groove at the plate in that leadoff spot for Jack Wilson. The second spot is switched around, and we see Max Knight on deck at the two-hole tonight. Up and away, and now the count runs full to Tyler Inge, and this is what he's been good at, is working counts. And he's worked it full to start the game against Joey Helinski, the 3-2. Outside ball four, Tyler Inge, third walk in 2 days, and a leadoff man on for the Flyboys as they try to get out to a lead early. After not doing so in the Johnson City series, they trailed big in both of those games due to big-time second innings from the Doughboys. Flyboys, though, have scored 12 times in the first inning this year. Inge at first, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Max Knight. First pitch swinging, fouls it straight back. The 0-1 tonight. In the air. High in the air it is to center field. The center fielder, Trey Keels, is there to make the catch. And there is out number one. Knight's 0-for-1. And here's Nick Arias, who's been impressive this season. Did go 0-for-3 last night. And Jack Wilson took him, Brody Johnston, Max Knight, all out of the game. After trailing by 8, he pulled them out, let the other guys get in the game and give your everyday starter some rest. Inch thought about going, and now the back pick to first. He's safe. Nick English behind the plate. A very talented catcher from the University of Kansas State. Played his high school ball in Kansas as well at Olathe South. Arias into right center field. That one will be down, a base hit. Past the diving attempt from Trey Keels. There to back it up, though, is the right fielder Jameson. And it's first and third. A single for Arias, the league leader in hits. Adds another to his name. And runners at the corners with one away for the league leader in RBIs in Brody Johnston. Brody on the ground, and a diving stop at second. No play at second base, but to first to retire Brody Johnston. And it's a nice play from Martin to save the base hit. The run will score. RBI number 35 on the year for Brody Johnston. Flyboys score in the first inning yet again, and lead 1-0 here in Bluefield. So now at second is Nick Arias with two away. And here is Brady Francisco, who hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. That was his second of the year. And it was a no-doubter off the bat of number 27, Brady Francisco. Oh-1. Brady takes up high, 1-1. Johnston takes for strike two on the outside corner. Francisco. Brady's been swinging a hot bat. Continued it last night. Has a 14-game on-base streak now. Leads the team. 1-2 to Francisco is over the head of Nick English. Bounces off the big backstop here in Bluefield. But able to get to third is Nick Arias. So 2-2, two away, run in. And at third is Nick Arias for Brady Francisco. Average up to 277 this year for Francisco. Here's the pitch. Brady in the air. Right center field. Keels and Jameson. But it's Jameson who makes the catch. And the side is retired. The flyboy strain Arias at third. Brody Johnston gets RBI number 34 on the year. And it's 1-0 after the top of the first. Stick around. We'll be right back here in Bluefield.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature services since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service and beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Coors Light at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $3 20-ounce draft beer and $3 mason jar refills all game long. Gates open, as always, at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it?
Bottom of the first inning, Flyboys out ahead of the Ridge Runners thanks to an RBI from Brody Johnston, his league-leading 34th of the year. On the mound for the Greenville Flyboys tonight is Aaron Calhoun. Aaron Calhoun has been somewhat of a streaky starter for the Flyboys this year from Texas Arlington. In his last start, which was on July 4th versus Johnson City, he got the loss in three innings pitched, seven hits, seven runs, three walks, and only a strikeout. And the most important thing that I've noticed from Aaron this year is how important his location of his fastball is. It's a pitch that he relies on heavily. As here's the first pitch to Trey Keels. He goes with the sinker at 93 miles per hour for strike one. So good sign there. Trey Keels leading things off for the Ridge Runners has had an impressive season. Here's the 0-1 into right field and down a base hit. Trey Keels is on a leadoff the inning, and he is first in the Appy League in stolen bases, fourth in on-base percentage, and first in walks. So he has been getting on base by any means possible. So runner on, and here is Nick English. Pitch, first pitch from Calhoun, misses high. Nick English. An impressive first year at K-State in the spring. One ball, no strikes. Calhoun fires home. On the ground, towards third. Sounded like the bat broke. It did. On to first. Double play. No, he's safe. And Jackson was apparently off the bag, according to field umpire Diego Zammer. So it'll be a fielder's choice. And Jack Wilson's going to come out and want to appeal this. We've seen this a lot already this year with this two-man crew. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So they're going to talk it over. It looked like Jackson's foot was on the bag from up here. And it came off after he had control. Let's see what the call is. It stands. And Jackson and Calhoun are still not pleased with that discussion. And they're barking at him from the dugout. And Diego Zammer puts his hand up and says, stop. So runner at first is Nick English. Alexander Wright steps in, who is seventh in average in the Appalachian League. First pitch in the air, center field. Coming in is Nick Williams and makes the catch. Nick Williams back in the lineup defensively for the Flyboys. We missed him as he hasn't been here since the 16th of June. And it's great to have Nick Williams back in the building and on the field for the Flyboys. He's patrolling center field tonight. As now there's two away. And here's Noah Smith, who's right in front of Alexander Wright in average. He is sixth in the league. Fastball misses downstairs. Noah Smith batting 340 this year, and he hits this one well into left field. Pert on the run, makes the catch, and the side is retired. So a leadoff single leads to nothing for the Ridge Runners. We head to the top of the second, 1-0 Flyboys lead.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here. Somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's $2 Tuesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorn, and $2 16-ounce select beer all game long. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. The 2024 Greenville Flyboys baseball season is underway at Pioneer Park. Single-game tickets for every game can be purchased online at flyboysbaseball.com. Skip the line and buy online at flyboysbaseball.com. Looking to bring a group of 10 or more to Pioneer Park this summer? Group tickets start at $6 per person. Perfect for your company outing, employee appreciation, client appreciation, church and youth outings, birthdays, and much more. Call 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400 to book your group outing today.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're...
One nothing in the top of the second inning and leading things off for the first time since June 16th, it's Nick Williams. Flyboys scored one in the top of the first. Williams on the ground to short, bobbled by the shortstop, and Williams is aboard. It will be an error on Noah Smith. And a leadoff man on. And a good start for Nick Williams, who hasn't seen live pitching since he left here in Greenville. And he's first pitch swinging in his first at-bat back, and he'll reach first safely. And now it's B.J. Pert batting .253 on the year. First pitch to B.J., misses upstairs for ball one. B.J. was 1-for-5 yesterday, but had a couple of hard lineouts, which was promising to see from the freshman out of Evansville. Popped up foul and out of play. Ball and a strike to B.J. Pert. So the Flyboys have a lead for the first time in the last two games. Williams thought about going, stays put, ground ball foul down the third baseline. That's another element you get from Nick Williams being back in the lineup. Not only his veteran presence in the clubhouse, but his defense in the outfield and his speed on the base paths. One ball, two strikes. Alinsky comes set. Pick off to first. Back safely is Nick Williams. Outside on the 1-2, and it's even at two apiece. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Williams at first, 1-0 Flyboys. Hilinski fires home, on the ground to third. On to second for one to first. Not in time. B.J. Pert beats it out of fielder's choice, and there's one away. So here's Dylan Jackson with one away. And now BJ Pert at first base. Dylan Jackson last night was 0 for 2 with a walk, and his batting average under 200. First pitch nails him in the shoulder. And it's a free base for Jackson as he heads down to first. First and second now with one away. And here is Jordan Lewis. First and second, one away. And here's the first pitch to Jordan Lewis. Lewis has been swinging a hot bat since he arrived out of Santa Clara. As he was 2 for 4 yesterday, and the only multi-hit flyboy in the loss against Johnson City. One ball, no strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Lewis takes upstairs, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Inning started with an error on the shortstop, Smith. 2-0. Called strike one on a pitch that missed the plate. Reeled back in by English. And it's 2-1. And a fielder's choice from BJ Pert. And then a hit by pitch. First and second. 2-1 pitch to Jordan Lewis. That one was closer to the zone and called ball three. Three balls and a strike now. Lewis is batting .323 on the year in his short sample size with the Flyboys so far. Holinsky comes set, kicks and fires home. Lewis in the air, deep to left field, back at the wall. It is gone! Jordan Lewis, a three-run home run, and the Flyboys lead 4-0. And there was some confusion at first base as it looked like Lewis was close to passing Dylan Jackson at first. It was the first baseman, Merritt, who pointed it out, but I don't think either umpire saw it, and it will stand as a three-run home run for Jordan Lewis, his first big fly of the year, and the Flyboys lead 4-0. Eighty-nine miles per hour off the bat and 356 feet towards left field. And the left field wall at 335 here at Bowen Field. So one away, nobody on. Back to the top of the lineup, and here is Tyler Inge. Jordan Lewis really hasn't shown off his power that much this year, but showing it off here tonight for the first time, his first home run of the season. No balls, one strike, one away. Pitch to Tyler Inge, fouled off. Inge started the top of the first inning with a leadoff walk. So this is the exact start you wanted if you were manager Jack Wilson. After losing three straight and getting behind early as the 0-2 misses outside to Tyler Inge, you get one in the first on an RBI from Brody Johnston, and then a three-run big fly from Jordan Lewis. Now to the top of the lineup with one away. One ball, two strikes. Holinsky fires home, and it is called strike three. I don't think the home plate umpire realized that it was strike three. That is Dakota Kilgore, as he just made a normal strike call. But Inge is retired, and there's two away. It was Tish Davis in this crew with Diego Zammer, but she unfortunately broke her arm behind the plate, actually here in Bluefield, a couple series ago against Johnson City, as Max Knight takes outside. You don't like to see that. She was one of the more consistent umpires in the Appy League this season. One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Max Knight. Big swing and a miss. He's trying to hit a home run himself, and it's 1-1. Knight, with all that power in his bat, only has one home run this year. One, fouled away. And now it is one ball and two strikes to Max Knight. One, two. Up and inside. Almost hit Max Knight. He's able to spin out of it, and it's two and two. Jordan Lewis with his first home run of the year. Three-run home run for Lewis, and it's four to nothing. Top of the second inning. 2-2 count. Two away. Nobody on. Here's the pitch to Max Knight. Takes upstairs. Full count. 3-2. Jordan Lewis, the pitch that he got was just a fastball right down the middle at 90 miles per hour as Knight fouls it away and stays 3-2. Helinski fires home. Knight into right field. Base hit. Inning continues, and Max Knight is 1-for-2. That's been the spot he loves hitting in. Is that right field, right in front of the right fielder. And now time is called, and we will have a mound visit. That is pitching coach Justin Thomas. Fans of Greenville Flyboys are sponsored by Benchmark Physical Therapy. Looking for top-notch physical therapy? Look no further than Benchmark Physical Therapy. Call 423-638-1111 or visit Benchmark Physical Therapy's website for more information. Back here at Bowen Field, Flyboys getting off to the picture-perfect start they were hoping for after losing three in a row for the first time this season. And it's always difficult mentally to get back into a winning state of mind, and especially when you're going to face another 19-win team like the Ridge Runners, who have already swept you this year. So here is Nick Arias, who singled in his first at-bat in the first inning. He was stranded at third to end the top of the first. Knight at first, two away, 0-1 to Arias. Takes at the knees, and it's 0-2. Nick Arias, recent commit to Abilene Christian. Third in average, first in hits this year. 0-2. Misses upstairs, and now it is 1-2 to Nick Arias. Pitch number 43 from Joey Helinski. On the ground towards first, and it's fielded on a tough hop by the second baseman, Martin, and the side is retired, but the damage is done. A three-run home run by Jordan Lewis. Flyboys ahead, 4-0. We'll be back, bottom of the second, up next.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Kids Club Sunday at Pioneer Park. All Kids Club members get a free ticket to the game, a 10% off merchandise card, and get to run the bases after the game. So come on down, bring the family. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. First pitch is at 5:30. Sign up for the Kids Club and get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Flyboys ahead 4-0 after a Jordan Lewis three-run home run. First pitch from Aaron Calhoun is fouled away. And leading things off for the Ridge Runners is Alex Merritt, who's batting .240 this year. The 0-1 skipped up to the plate. So Calhoun's working with a four-run lead. And Aaron Calhoun had one really strong start this year, and that came against Bristol. As this is on the ground, nice backhand play at third base from Arias, fires across the diamond to Jackson, and there's one away. So that start against Bristol was on the 28th of June. Got the win, pitched 5 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and 9 strikeouts, the season high for any Flyboys starter in that game for Aaron Calhoun. And like I mentioned, when his fastball is in control, Aaron Calhoun can be very dominant. Started his college career at Oklahoma as the first pitch to Aaron Jackson is a swing and a miss, 0-1. And then transferred to Texas Arlington, where he's still going to be playing his college baseball next year. No balls, 1 strike, 1 away. Calhoun kicks and fires home. Misses just a hair outside and low, and it's 1-1. Aaron Johnson, the lefty, batting .200 this year. In the air and out of play. And in that start against Johnson City on July 4th, he didn't have his stuff at all. There was no control over his fastball or his slider. And he got in trouble early against that Johnson City lineup. 1-2 in the dirt. That was proven to be lethal in the last 2 games back at Pioneer Park and in Johnson City, where 5-run and 4-run second innings led to nothing good for the Flyboys in the next 5, as that's a swing and a miss from Aaron Jackson, and there's 2 away. So here's Jaden Brown facing Aaron Calhoun. Righty versus righty. Brown's batting .193 this year and is second in the Appy League in strikeouts. Fouled away. That was the first strikeout for Calhoun. No balls and a strike to Jaden Brown. Calhoun out of the windup. Nobody on, 2 away. Kicks and fires home. Outside with a curveball at 78. The 1-1 misses up and away. It's 2 balls and 1 strike to Jaden Brown. Calhoun fires home with a 2-1, and it's also high and away, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaden Brown from Austin Peay State, 5 home runs in the year, is second now, tied with Brody Johnston and Mason Swinney for the second place, in the league, as that's popped in the air, right field. Calling for it is Lewis, making the catch is Lewis, and the side is retired. 4-0 after 2 at Bowen Field.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Top of the third inning, 4-0 Flyboys. Leading things off is Brody Johnston as he skies this one in the air. Routine center field. And out number one will be made by the center fielder Trey Keels. And there's one down, so Johnston's 0-2 with an RBI. As he'll head back to the dugout, here's Brady Francisco at the home run last night in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the Flyboys offense has scored in three straight innings, going back to last night in the ninth, thanks to Brady Francisco's two-run shot as he takes outside. Brady started the year hovering under the Mendoza line, but has really picked it up in the last 2.5 weeks. Now batting .273 as he lines this one over the second baseman's head and into right field. Francisco is 1-for-2, and his on-base streak is now at 15 games in a row. And one on with one out. And that will lead to Nick Williams. Nick Williams in his first at-bat since June 16th. Reached on an error. And then scored on that three-run home run. No balls and one strike as he takes a curveball at the knees, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch into right field. Nick Williams with his first base hit in almost a month. And it's first and second with one away. Williams is now wearing number 22. And it was so long ago, I can't remember what his first number was, but I can tell you it wasn't 22. First and second, one away. And here's B.J. Pertz, who grounded into a fielder's choice in his last at-bat and scored on the three-run home run. First pitch to him, in on the hands. He punches it foul, and it's 0-1. Joey Helinski is about to reach 50 pitches through 2 1/3 inning. Here, Bonefield. So the Flyboys have gotten to him a lot better than they did in his last appearance back in Greenville. No balls, one strike. Pitch to Pert. Wave and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Helinski checks on Francisco at second, kicks and fires home. Pert fouls it away. BJ had been struggling at the plate, but hit the ball hard two or three times last night. At 90-plus miles per hour, there was a lot of lineouts from this Greenville lineup. And definitely gave some hope to the game today after really no good contact back in Johnson City in game one of that series. The first game in this three-game losing streak was a heartbreaker back home against Bristol, leading 5-2 over the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-2 from Holinsky. Pert in the air, pretty well hit, but to center field is Keels making the catch. Francisco will tag as the throw goes to second base. First and third with two down. And that will lead to Dylan Jackson. But that Bristol game, the Flyboys leading 5-2 going to the bottom of the ninth inning when Brady Frederick gave up his first four earned runs of the year, leading to the walk-off loss. And the first pitch is taken for strike one. Upstairs, back pick to first, and a swim move, and in there safely is Nick Williams. Still one ball, one strike to Dylan Jackson. One-one. Jackson takes strike two on a slider that caught the outside corner 80 miles per hour from Joey Holinsky. Can't see the Ridge Runners bullpen from here. Do have a angle on the Flyboys pen. Up here on top of the bleachers. Our last road game, I was right in the bleachers in Johnson City, and now I'm on top of them. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Jackson down on strikes. Nice pitch from Holinsky to get out of the jam. Flyboys strand two. Still lead 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the third inning at Bowen Field.
It's $2 Tuesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorn, and $2 16-ounce select beer all game long. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. The 2024 Greenville Flyboys baseball season is underway at Pioneer Park. Single game tickets for every game can be purchased online at flyboysbaseball.com. Skip the line and buy online at flyboysbaseball.com. Looking to bring a group of 10 or more to Pioneer Park this summer? Group tickets start at $6 per person. Perfect for your company outing, employee appreciation, client appreciation, church and youth outings, birthdays, and much more. Call 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400 to book your group outing today.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public...
Bottom of the third inning, 4-0 Flyboys on top of the Bluefield Ridge Runners. First pitch is in the air, deep to left field. Back at the wall, and a foul ball. Just a hair foul. And it one-hopped the wall on the first pitch of the inning from Aaron Calhoun. And that was Hudson Walburn at the plate, who's batting .219 on the year. No balls, one strike. Aaron Calhoun's looked sharp in his first two. And the Flyboys are in need of a 5-6-7 innings from Aaron Calhoun after using a lot of the bullpen in the last three games. One ball, one strike. Calhoun from the windup. Nobody on, nobody out. First 1-1 is fouled away, and it's 1-2. Calhoun, one ball, two strikes, kicks and fires home, on the ground towards third. Arias, tough hop in and out of his glove, still has time, but not enough, as the throw was late to Dylan Jackson. And that will most likely be the third error of the year for Nick Arias, in a Flyboys defense that leads the league in errors. And that's going to be number 55 on the year in 31 games. So, leadoff man on after the E5. And here is Ben Martin. He takes outside. Ben Martin from Alcorn State, batting .231 this year. No home runs and an RBI. 1-0. On the ground, another chance for Arias. To second for one, inch to first, and Jackson can't dig it. And a fielder's choice, one away. Runner on first, one away. And back to the top of the lineup, here is Trey Keels, who singled to lead off the game. Showing bunt. Keels has wheels as he leads the league in stolen bases with 17. He's also first in caught stealing. And that happens when you steal almost every time you're on base with 7 caught stealings as that curveball catches the zone. One ball, one strike to Trey Keels. But he's also getting on base via the walk as he's walked the most times in the Appy League. 1-1. Keels takes a ball that skips up to Francisco. But it's good competition if he does get on base and try to run because Brady Francisco has 10 caught stealings on the year and runners are only stealing second at 73% this year off of Francisco. Two balls, one strike, one away. Calhoun fires home, misses up and away, and now it's 3 balls and one strike. Keels from Miami of Ohio, adding .274, 10 RBIs. The 6-foot righty. And center fielder for the Bluefield Ridge Runners ahead of the count, 3-1. Calhoun kicks and fires home in the dirt, and that is ball four, first and second with one away. And that will lead to Nick English. And Nick English is another phenomenal defensive catcher. He won Gatorade Player of the Year unanimously in the state of Kansas in his senior year from Olathe South. And has some wild catching statistics in his time there as he takes the first one outside, 1-0. He caught 116 innings in his senior year, and he only gave up 4 stolen bases. And also hit over 400, 1-0. Called strike one, 1 ball, 1 strike. And this year at K-State, he hit the go-ahead RBI versus Arkansas to go to the Super Regionals. 1-1, one away, first and second, and it's strike two on a fastball at 90 miles per hour. Calhoun versus Nick English, and he will spin without a throw to second base. One ball, two strikes, one away. Kicks and fires home. In the dirt, gets away from Francisco. It is a long run to the backstop, but it is a hard wall, so it will take a bounce right back to the catcher. So it's deceiving this backstop as both runners move up 90 feet, second and third with one away, because it looks extremely deep. But as soon as it hits off the wall, it's going to take a bounce hard right back at the catcher. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Calhoun from the windup with runners at second and third. Big pitch coming. Here it is. Fouled right back. And English will stay alive. Two-two. Swing and a miss. Got English on a nasty sinker that dipped down and in on Nick English. Got him with a 3-4 swing, and there's two away. Two away, second and third. Calhoun fires home, and it misses downstairs to Alexander Wright, who's third in the league and one of only three players still in the Appy League with a over 1,000 OPS. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses outside again, and it's 2-0. Lefty at the plate versus Calhoun. And lefties this year are batting 286 versus Aaron. As here's the 2-0. Misses downstairs, and it's 3-0. Waiting on deck is Noah Smith. And opponents are also batting 370 with runners in scoring position against Aaron Calhoun. Not a number he likes its current state in. 3-0 outside. Ball four. Bases loaded. Two away. And here is Noah Smith. Noah Smith is 0-for-1, batting .337 on the year. He is 1-for-4 with 3 RBIs. With the bases loaded this year. First pitch on the ground, up the middle. Shortstop is Johnston on to first, and the inning is over. So Calhoun escapes the damage and strands the bases loaded as we head to the fourth inning in Bluefield, West Virginia. 4-0, Greenville.
Fans, it's All You Can Eat Wednesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy your all-you-can-eat cheeseburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, chips, popcorn, ice cream, sandwiches, and Coke products for only an additional $12. Promotion ends 2 hours after the gates open. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. That's flyboysbaseball.com.
It's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. Again, that's 423-609-7400.
Top of the fourth inning, and leading things off for the Flyboys is Jordan Lewis, who hit a three-run home run to left field in his last at-bat, his first of the year. And it's still Joey Helinski on the mound. First pitch to Lewis. Thinking the same direction, but it's fouled away towards third base coach Joe Elias. First base coach tonight is Jared Miller. Pitching coach Andy Collins and manager Jack Wilson. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Lewis towards right field now. And it will stay up for the Ridge Runners right fielder Jameson. And there's one away. So to the top of the lineup, and it's Tyler Inge, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. Four runs, five hits, and an error for the Flyboys. No runs, one hit, and an error for the Ridge Runners, who had the bases loaded last inning, and Calhoun was able to get out of the jam. Inge thought about it, didn't go around on an 82-mile-per-hour slider below the knees, ball one. Tyler Inge from Brighton, Michigan, committed to Michigan next year inside 2-0. Straight out of high school, and leading off for the Greenville Flyboys for the majority of the year at this point now. 2-0. Inside again. That one rolls all the way to the backstop, and now it's three balls and no strikes to Tyler Inge. Sixty-two pitches through 3 1/3 for Joey Helinski. 3-0. Finds the zone at an 87-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 3-1. Helinski against the Flyboys last time went 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. But only one of the 3 runs were earned as Inge fouls it away, and it's full. And now tonight, he's already given up 4 runs, all of them earned, through 3 1/3 inning. Got Tyler Inge looking on a perfectly located slider from Joey Helinski, and there is 2 down in the top of the fourth inning. So here's Max Knight, who is 1-for-2. He singled in his last at-bat. First pitch tonight will miss outside, 1-0. Max Knight's average now at 3.11 on the year. Takes downstairs, and now it's 2-0. Big swing and lefty. Played at Oklahoma State last year. Now committed to Missouri State. Two-way right fielder from Oklahoma. Big swing. Fouled away. 2-1. Now Knight in the air, center field. Keels is back on the run. It is off the center field wall. Max Knight heading to second. He will stop there. It is a double for Max Knight to dead center. Runner in scoring position with two away. 101 off the bat of Max Knight for his fourth double of the year. That ball kept carrying. He had a double in Johnson City that hit off the scoreboard at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. It's not often you hit a ball off the scoreboard that doesn't result in a home run. Now it's Nick Arias as he takes strike one on a slider down the middle. No balls, one strike, two away. Knight at second after his two-out double. Arias to first. One hot picked over there at first by Merritt to the bag. Three unassisted, and the side is retired. Knight doubles with two away and is stranded at second. 4-0 after the top of the fourth.
One facility at a time. Whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more, Netting Professionals is the top choice in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
It's Planet Fitness Friday at Pioneer Park. Stop by the main concourse to sign up for your very own Planet Fitness gym membership. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboybaseball.com. This is Max Gershon, the voice of the Greenville Flyboys. You're listening to Flyboys Baseball on the Greenville Flyboys Baseball Network. Looking to plan your next company or group outing? Join us at Pioneer Park this summer with a Flyboys picnic with a catered buffet from Top Choice Barbecue for up to 150 people. Call 423-609-7.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and Alex Merritt leads things off against Aaron Calhoun, who got out of a bases loaded jam in his last inning pitched. First pitch misses outside to Alex Merritt. 1-0. Merritt is 0 for 1 tonight. On the ground towards second. Inge backhands to first. One away. Only one hit for Bluefield so far through 3 1/3. Arias is playing in at third. The first pitch is fouled away by Aaron Jameson. Everyone else in the infield is shifted back. Arias even with a bag. Now 0-2 as the sinker catches the corner, and it's a 91-mile-per-hour sinker from Aaron Calhoun. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Tried to get him in that same spot with the same pitch. And it's one ball and two strikes. One, two. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Got him to chase the changeup, and there's two away. Two up, two down for Aaron Calhoun, who's only thrown 48 pitches so far. And that will lead to Jaden Brown, who is 0-for-1. That was the third strikeout of the game for Aaron Calhoun. First pitch to Brown, misses outside, 1-0. And now the second pitch misses inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Jaden Brown. Calhoun has had a lot better control of his fastball, that he controls which way it goes. He's got one that is a little slower with a cutter and then a hard sinker at 92. On the ground to second. It eats up Inge. He's able to get it on his second attempt at Jackson. Makes the play. It was a liner that bounced right in front of Inge at his feet, and it hit off his glove. Right back into the air, Inge was able to get it on his second effort, and then Jackson able to stretch and make a pick to retire the side. After 4 innings, it's 4-0, Flyboys.
Fans, it's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy all the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are now available starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400. Looking to watch a Greenville Flyboys baseball game in style this summer? Book your very own luxury suite for 20 of your employees, clients, friends, or family. That includes indoor and outdoor seating, air conditioning, TV, and your own personal suite hostess. Suite catering provided by Top Choice Barbecue can be included for an additional fee. Call 423-609-7400. That's 423-609-7400 to book your luxury suite today.
It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dogs is proud to be the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Pioneer Park, or pick some up at your local grocery retailer.
Top of the fifth inning, 4-0 Flyboys. Brody Johnston leads things off. He is 0-for-2 tonight. Jordan Lewis with a 3-run homer on the top of the second has the Flyboys up 4. First pitch to Johnston is a sinker at 88 down the middle, 0-1. Brody had the RBI in the first inning on a ground out. His league-leading 34th of the year. So that skips past English and heads to the backstop. 1-1. It's still Joey Alinsky on the mound here in inning number 5. He's thrown 2 scoreless in the last 2 innings, the third and the fourth. 1-1. Upstairs, again gets past English and heads to the backstop, but rolls right back to him, and it's 2-1. It's a fastball that catches the outside corner at 87, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes to Brody Johnston. Reigning Appy Offensive Player of the Week, 2-2. Alinsky comes set, fires home. Johnston on the ground to short. Takes a nice hop for the shortstop Smith onto first, and there's one away. Johnston is 0-for-3. And now here's Brady Francisco, who extended his on-base streak to 15 already tonight with his single in his last at-bat. 1-for-2, average at 284. First pitch misses upstairs on a curveball. 1 ball, no strikes. two balls and no strikes. As it's another off-speed, the miss is high. 79th pitch coming from Joey Holinsky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here it is. Three balls, no strikes, nobody on, one away. Here's the pitch. Called strike one, 3-1. And upstairs, ball four. So Francisco's on for the second time with a one-out walk. And now it is Nick Williams who singled in his last at-bat. He is 0-for-1 tonight and takes, or 1-for-2 tonight and takes strike one. No balls and a strike with one away. A 1. Williams takes strike two. This is the first three live at-bats he's seen since leaving. And has returned quickly from his injury. No balls, two strikes, one away. O-2 in the dirt. What a stop by Nick English behind the plate. Saves 90 feet and saves a runner being placed in scoring position. One ball, two strikes to Nick Williams, whose average is at 273. And he was playing some good baseball before he left. 1-2. Thought about it, didn't go around. Pitch missed high. 11 games this year. 11 runs, 9 hits, 5 RBIs, 11 walks, and only 4 strikeouts. 6 stolen bases, was caught once. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away, here's the pitch. Williams towards right field, and he's got another base hit in that direction. Opposite field for Nick Williams, 2 hits in his return to being a fly boy. And 2 on with 1 away for BJ Pert. And now time is called as manager Drew Dosh will make a change and we will be back with a new pitcher here at Bowen Field in Bluefield.
Greenville Fly Boys baseball season. And what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. Again, that's 423-609-7400.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Join the Greenville Flyboys on July 12th for Princess Night at Pioneer Park. Join the Greenville Flyboys on July 16th for First Responder Night at Pioneer Park. Come out and show your support for our local heroes with a special evening dedicated to first responders. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Fans, join. One away, first and second, as the new pitcher on the mound is Sean Parnell. 2-0 record this year, 4.5 ERA in 11 games, 18 innings, 8 hits, 12 runs, 11 walks, 20 strikeouts for Sean Parnell. His first pitch to Pert is hit into shallow center field. It will stay up, though, for the center fielder Keels, and one pitch, two outs. Sean Parnell from the University of Cincinnati. And now we'll face Dylan Jackson. First and second, two away. Dylan Jackson at the plate. Here's the pitch. And it gets away from English. Both runners try to advance. English's throw to third is not in time. Second and third, two away. And two in scoring position for Dylan Jackson, who's due for a big hit. Kind of a sidearm release point from Sean Parnell. Misses outside. Now it's two balls and no strikes to Dylan Jackson. Righties are batting 167 off Sean Parnell this year. Jackson tapped it in front of the plate. It will roll foul. Smart play from Sean Parnell. Let it take another hop before he picked it up and tried to fire to first, and it rolled foul. Now it's two balls and one strike to Dylan Jackson. Lefties are batting 1-for-19, .053 off of Parnell. And with runners in scoring position, opponents are 2-for-17. So it's been a good season for Sean Parnell out of the University of Cincinnati. And a tough matchup here for Dylan Jackson. Two runners in scoring position. Flyboys already ahead 4-0. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. And it seems that every inning so far, the Flyboys have had a runner in scoring position. Five left on base, and as a team, they're 1-for-7. But the one hit was the three-run home run from Jordan Lewis. Three balls, one strike. The pitch misses outside. Dylan Jackson walks. And here comes Jordan Lewis. Bases loaded, two away, and a chance for Jordan Lewis to drive in some more. Had a three-run home run, his first in the year, in the top of the second inning. And he's 1-for-2. First pitch, Lewis fouls it away. In on his hands on a hard sinker. He flew out to right in his last at-bat. Nine-hitter coming through for the Flyboys today. Four runs, seven hits, and an error here in the top of the fifth inning for the Flyboys. No runs, one hit, and an error for Bluefield. 0-1. Way past English. It'll get away from him. And in to score is Brady Francisco. The fifth run of the game for the Flyboys on a wild pitch. And it's 5-0. So one ball, one strike with second and third and two away. One, one, called strike two. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Lewis. Fouls it away and stays alive. Had him off balance on a curveball. One, two. Way inside, and that one got a piece of Lewis as he throws his back towards the dugout. And now the bases are loaded once again. And that leads to the top of the lineup in Tyler Inge, who's 0 for 2 with a walk. And Inge this season has been good with runners in scoring position. 423 with runners in scoring position. 417 with runners in scoring position and two outs. And is 3 for 3 with the bases loaded this year. First pitch, called strike one. A one, misses upstairs, and now it's 1-1 to Tyler Inge. A chance to break things open if Tyler Inge can drive a couple more home. 5-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. One, one. Called strike two, right at the numbers, and a slider at 80 miles per hour. It's one ball, two strikes, two away. One, two. Inside, and now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away, bases loaded. Parnell to Inge. The pitch, Inge into center field. It's coming down, and it will be a sliding grab by Trey Keels to save a couple. A big-time play keeps the lead 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth at Bowen Field. Join the Greenville Flyboys on July 17th for a special baseball card set giveaway at Pioneer Park. Presented by the Boys and Girls Club and Dr. Daniel Lewis, this is a night you won't want to miss. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough.
So 5-0, the Flyboys out ahead of the Bluefield Ridge Runners here at the bottom of the fifth inning as the Flyboys are trying to become the second team to 20 wins with a win tonight, and it's still Aaron Calhoun on the mound who is doing his job tonight. As the first pitch is a swing and a miss from Walburn, and it's 0-1. One hit allowed from Aaron Calhoun, and got out of a bases loaded jam 2 innings ago. 0-1, misses the corner, and it's a ball and a strike. Sun's starting to set. Beautiful backdrop here at Bowen Field. Appalachian Mounds. This is popped up in the air towards the Flyboys' pen. Out of play. And Jamie Robertson called for it in the bullpen as he was warming up but was not able to make the catch. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. One, two. Two and two, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Calhoun, and there's one away. So Walburn down on strikes, and now it's Ben Martin with one away. Corner shifted in. Here's the pitch. In the air, right center field. Lewis on the run, makes the catch, two away. And now it's Trey Keels with two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Keels is 1-for-1. Pitch from Calhoun. Keels is bunting. This one will roll foul. No balls, one strike. The pitch to Keels is fouled away. So a bunt foul and now a foul straight back on a swing. No balls, two strikes to Trey Keels. Calhoun looking for his fifth scoreless inning. And pitch number 60 is on its way. Misses up high and it's 1-2. Misses just downstairs, and now it's 2-2. Here's the pitch towards first, past a dive into right field. Trey Keels with another base hit. He's 2-for-2, and the speedster's on with two away. Keels at first, two away. Here's Nick English. Aaron Calhoun. Back to first. And nothing doing. Like I said earlier, Keels leads the league in steals and caught stealing. And Francisco is up there in the ranks of caught stealings via his right arm. Pitch hit in the air pretty well. Left center field. Calling for it is Williams. Makes the catch. Inning over. Another scoreless for Aaron Calhoun, who's shoving tonight. We are through five. 5-0 Flyboys.
A third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning now, and Max Knight will lead us off. 5-0, the Flyboys lead. Still on the mound is Sean Parnell from the University of Cincinnati. First pitch from him. Called strike one on the outside corner and elevated. Aaron Calhoun has been dominant again on the mound. After a rough start on July 4th, he is back to his form before that. Fouled away. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Inside. It gets English and the umpire and rolls towards the Bluefield dugout. Two balls and one strike. Swing and a miss. Waved at a pitch way outside. And was that not strike two? Knight's heading back to the dugout. And I guess it's strike three, and there's one away. And here's Nick Arias, who is let's see, now my stats aren't loading. Arias has a single in the first inning. And he hits this one well. Deep center field. Keels is under it to make the catch, and there's one away. Arias is now 1-4-4, and that leads to Brody Johnson with two away. So Brody Johnson with two away, and nobody on against Sean Parnell. Here is the first pitch, righty on a righty, and Johnston takes it inside. 1-0. Johnston, 3-4 swing, went around, and it's 1-1 to Brody, who's 0-3 tonight. One-one to the backstop, and now it's 2-1. Two-one-two away. The pitch to Johnston misses downstairs, and it's 3-1 to Brody. Had the RBI in the top of the first inning to get the Flyboys going tonight. And this is exactly what Flyboys needed, is a good night on the mound from Aaron Calhoun and the offense to get a lead early. Johnston towards short on to Merritt, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Flyboys in the top of the sixth inning. Bottom half coming up next, 5-0 Greenville. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-0, the Flyboys still lead. It's still Aaron Calhoun on the mound as he's only thrown 63 pitches. First pitch is a call, strike one. Aaron Calhoun has been dominant tonight. 5 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, no runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. 63 pitches, 35 strikes, 0-1. He hit the dirt, 1-1. Wave and a miss. Change up outside. 1-2 now to Alexander Wright, who's 0-1 tonight. Calhoun has had command of all of his pitches, his changeup, slider, sinker, cutter. From the windup, 1-2. Just missed outside with a curveball that time, and now it's 2-2 to right. And this is a good Bluefield offense that has been held intact. The 2 hits have both been by leadoff man Trey Keels. On the ground towards second, and just step into the grass. On to first, 1-1. One up, one down, and that will lead to Noah Smith, who's 0-2 tonight. Not as many strikeouts as we saw from that good outing against Bristol for Calhoun, but he's getting the job done at an efficient rate as the first pitch misses low with a curveball. 1-0. Towards third, past a diving Arias, who was playing in. He almost got it. It was off the end of his glove. And the third base hit of the game for Bluefield. Runner on with one away. Noah Smith with a base knock. And that will lead to Alex Merritt in the 5-hole, who's 0-for-2. The first non-Trey Keels hit of the game for the Ridge Runners. First pitch. Outside corner at 92 for strike one. Calhoun checks the runner. Five left on base for Bluefield. Eight left on base for the Flyboys. Again to first, nothing doing. Bluefield already in the bullpen. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 5:30. For the seven-inning game tomorrow. Swing and a miss. Hit it 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away, runner at first base. Johnson City is ahead of Danville 7-1. So their hot hitting continues against the best team in the East. Elizabethton's up on Kingsport 6-1 as Kingsport has just been falling apart of late. Calhoun, the 0-2. Misses outside, it's 1-2. Pulaski stays hot. They're up 5-0 on Tri-State. And then Bristol on top of Burlington, 2-1. Scores around the Appalachian League on Saturday, July 13th. One ball, two strikes. Pitch outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Merritt down on strikes, and now there's two away. Fastball at 93 from Aaron Calhoun, up and in. That is strikeout number five for Aaron Calhoun. And with his season high of 9. Two away, runner at first base, and that will lead to Aaron Jameson, who takes a changeup high for ball one. Jameson is 0-for-2 tonight. The lefty batting 194 on the year. Pick off to first. Back safely is Noah Smith, who singled. Third hit of the game for Bluefield here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One oh, called strike one. Lined right to the first baseman Jackson, who is standing on first base, but with two away, only one out will count, and the inning is over. Aaron Calhoun, six scoreless in Bluefield, it's 5-0. Top of the seventh inning now. 5-0 Flyboys. Still Sean Parnell on the mound and Brady Francisco at the plate. First pitch fouled away. Francisco's 1-for-2. Flyboys got off to the races tonight, and that was exactly what they needed after losing 3 straight. And ever since that, bottom of the ninth inning against Bristol, just feels like they've been lacking energy offensively. And it was in that Johnson City series where you could really notice it. 1-1 now to Brady Francisco. And now 1-2. Brady Francisco scored on a wild pitch to make it 5-0 in his last trip around the bases. Here's the pitch from Parnell. Swing and a miss. Francisco down on strikes, and there's one away. Nick Williams steps in. He is 2-for-3 tonight in his return. Impressive stuff going to right field in both of his hits. First at-bat since June 16th. Williams takes it inside. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Hard and into left field off the bat of Nick Williams. He is 3-for-4 in his return. Have a day, Nick Williams. Hasn't seen live action in almost a month. Now has 3 hits, 1 to left, 2 to right. All of them have been hard off the bat of Nick Williams. And it's 1 on with 1 away for BJ Pert. One on, one away. Pitch to B.J. Pert. Misses outside. Now Pert takes strike one on the outside corner. 1-1, 1 away. Beautiful sunset. Reflecting right off the trees in center field. Half of them covered by the shadow and half of them covered by the sun. Perfect night for baseball in the low to mid-80s now. 1-1, 1 away. Here's the pitch to Pert in the air, right field. And caught out there in right field about 12 feet from the line, and there's 2 away. Two away, and here's Dylan Jackson, who's 0-for-1 tonight. Was hit by pitch in this game as he takes strike one. No balls, 2 strikes to Dylan Jackson. 2 away, runner at first base. Five to nothing, Flyboys. Runner goes. Called strike 3. And the ball dropped. English will have to throw it down to first. And the inning is over. So we are through the top of the seventh. It's stretch time at Bowen Field. Still 5-0, Flyboys. Calhoun on now in the seventh inning for the Flyboys. Still with a pretty decent pitch count, just below 80 pitches. 78 through 6. And looking to be the first Flyboys pitcher all year to complete 7 innings. Leading things off for the Ridge Runners is Jaden Brown, who is hitless tonight. 0 for 2. And he's ahead of the count, 2 balls and 0 strikes. On the ground towards short. Long throw from Johnston fires a bullet to Jackson, and there's one away. So now one down in the seventh inning. Aaron Calhoun had one of the more impressive outings 2 starts ago and is looking to top that. If he can complete this inning, be the first Flyboy to complete 7 full on the mound. And he's only at 81 pitches. If he gets in 2 quick outs, might send him back out for inning number 8. On the ground to third, and it eats up Arias into left field. And a runner on with one away. They will rule it. Well, we're still waiting on a ruling. And it'll be a fielding error, the second of the game for Nick Arias, as now it is Ben Martin. As he swings and misses, it's 0-1. Runner at first base and one down. Pitch. Misses up and in. 1 ball and 1 strike. One. Right up the middle through the legs of Calhoun into center field, a base hit. And 2-1 with 1 away for the Ridge Runners. As Andy Collins heads to the mound for a mound visit. Collins back in the dugout, 1 away, 1st and 2nd. Big spot here for Aaron Calhoun to try to get out of this inning and throw 7 scoreless and keep the lead at 5. First pitch showing bunt. It gets away, bounce back to Francisco, but no chance to get either runners, and now it's 2 in scoring position with only 1 down. And the best opportunity to score for the Ridge Runners tonight was with the bases loaded in the 3rd inning. Didn't score a run, and now they have 2 in scoring position here in the 7th with 1 away. And Trey Keels at the plate ahead 1-0. He has 2 of the 4 hits tonight for the Ridge Runners. 1-0. Line into left field, a base hit. 1 run will score. They will hold the 2nd runner at 3rd. An RBI single. Keels is 3-for-3 in the shutout. Ends in the bottom of the 7th inning, and so does Aaron Calhoun's evening. Brock Toney will be on the mound when we come back. You're listening to the Flyboys Baseball Radio Network. Brock Tony is now on the mound and now holds the lowest ERA to the back three. Or holds a lower ERA than Brady Frederick, I should say. Blake Julius still has that zero ERA, and he's been used as a reliever and a starter. Tony with a .61 earned run average this season and comes in at a big spot. Runners at the corners. It's now a four-run game here in the top of the eighth inning. This is the 10th game pitched for Brock Tony. First pitch misses downstairs. Five hits allowed in 14 and two-thirds innings. Four walks and 28 strikeouts for Brock Tony. 28 strikeouts on 14 and two-thirds innings. Impressive numbers. Tony from Kansas City, Missouri. One ball, no strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Misses downstairs. 2-0. Keels is at first, and he leads the league in steals. Surprised he hasn't made a move yet. Not running. Outside again, and it's 3-0. To Nick English, who's 0-3. That one catches the corner. On a four-seamer, he took a couple of miles per hour off it. Now one at 89, and it's 3-1. Three-one pitch. And the dirt ball four. Bases are loaded. Tying run is coming to the plate for the Bluefield Ridge Runners here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it's their three-hitter in Alexander Wright. Wright is 0-2 tonight. Here's the first pitch to him. Misses downstairs. One ball, no strikes. Biggest moment of the game. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning with one down and the bases loaded. Pitch. In the air, center field. A couple steps back is Williams. Everyone will tag. He tried the pump fake trick. They're tagging from first as well, and now it gets away from Tyler Inge. And in to score is the second runner. English advanced to third, and it's 5-3. Everyone tagged. They had a chance at second. Johnson made an errant throw. And now two runs will come across the score on a sacrifice fly, the third of the inning. And the Ridge Runners have cut the lead to two. Tie run still at the plate. And here's Noah Smith. The two away, runner at third. The pitch from Tony. Down the middle, strike one. So those earned runs will go to... One of them will go to Aaron Calhoun. But a couple errors as well. Upstairs on a curveball. Actually, I take that back. None of them are going to be earned because... one of them reached on the air from Arias, and then a couple scored on, or the other one scored, I should say, on the Johnston air. 1-1. Outside, and it's two balls and one strike to Noah Smith. Thought about it, but it was called strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball 92 down the middle. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Tony, come set, 3-2. Ball four, missed down and low. And the inning will continue. First and third with two away. Man, here's Alex Merritt, who's 0 for 3. First pitch, strike one to Alex Merritt. Big spot here, tying run on base. Wouldn't be surprised if Noah Smith tries to steal second and get the tying run in scoring position with two away. 0-1, not running, fouled away. Now it's 0-2, and Brock Tony is a strike away from escaping and limiting damage to only three in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pickoff to first, nothing doing. English at third, Smith at first. After his walk, English also walked. Oh, 2 outside, and it's 1-2. Bluefield is not biting on any of Brock Tony's pitches that are missing away. 1-2. Right back to him, up the middle, base hit, 5-4. From first to third goes Smith, and the tying run is 90 feet away from scoring here in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Ridge Runners. First pitch to Aaron Jameson misses outside. So Bluefield has now scored four runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Brock Tony's ERA now above one. Now inside to Aaron Jameson. It's 2-0. It's two away. Command issues for Brock Tony in this inning. Four runs on four hits and two errors for Bluefield here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tony, here's the 2-0. So I ain't going to miss, and it's 2-1. Tying run at third. Here's the 2-1. Fouled away. So the usual shutdown bullpen of the Flyboys has struggled between Tony and Frederick in their last two outings. Four runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning has brought Bluefield right back into this game. The Flyboys have had a bunch of chances to break it open also in this game, but have not capitalized. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Tony gets out of the jam with the lead still intact. But four runs on three hits and two errors as Bluefield right back in this one. Stick around. The top of the eighth is up next.
Is It's Kids Club Sunday at Pioneer Park. All Kids Club members get a free ticket to the game, a 10% off merchandise card, and get to run the bases after the game. So come on down, bring the family. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. First pitch is at 5:30. Sign up for the Kids Club and get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Leading things off for the Flyboys in a new ball game is Jordan Lewis as he takes high for ball one. The new pitcher on the mound for the Ridge Runners is Miles Feldner, and two straight pitches inside. Feldner has pitched in two games this year, three innings, two hits allowed, three walks, no strikeouts, no runs. And three straight balls to start his outing against Jordan Lewis, who had the three-run home run in the second inning. Had the Flyboys up 5-0 until the last half inning in the bottom of the seventh, where Bluefield got four. 3-0 inside, called strike one. From Spartanburg Methodist Junior College is Miles Feldner. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Flyboys trying to get back on the scoreboard and get some insurance. Lewis takes just a hair high on a curveball that didn't break down far enough. And leadoff man on is Jordan Lewis with some speed for the top of the lineup. So Jordan Lewis has done an incredible job tonight, and really in all of his starts this year, of setting up for the top of the lineup as he's reached base yet again for Tyler Inge, who's 0 for 3. Bunting is Inge. This is a perfect bunt, and the throw to first not in time. Tyler Inge drops down a beautiful bunt, First and second, nobody out. I mean, you couldn't place that one more perfect down the third base line. If it rolls down that lip that separates the grass and the dirt, it's going to roll foul, and he kept it on the grass. And there was no chance for the Ridge Runners third baseman, Brown, Jaden Brown, to make that play. Still attempted a throw, but Inge was safe by a step and a half. Max Knight with runners at first and second, and nobody out. First pitch, Knight shows bunt, pulls it back, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Knight bunting, and now he gets it down, and this is a good one. Picked up by the pitcher to first in time by a step. Sacrifice bunt for Max Knight. Some small ball for the Flyboys, and it's second and third with nobody out for Nick Arias. First pitch to Arias. What a block by Nick English. Full jump on the block to save that one in the left-handed batter's box. We'll keep it a 5-4 game, and it's 1-0 to Arias. Arias leads the league in hits. Chance at some RBIs. He's 1-for-4 today. Infield's in. One ball, no strikes. One-run game. First pitch was outside. Second pitch was also outside, but called a strike. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Arias. High chopper to short. It will hold Lewis at third. Throw to first. And a big out number two. And now it's up to the league leader in RBIs, Brody Johnston, to drive Max Knight and Jordan Lewis home. First pitch to Brody, gets him to chase it in the dirt. Curveball landed in front of the plate. He swung and missed, and now it's 0-1. In the dirt again, and blocked up by Nick English, who saved a run now three times in the last two at-bats. One ball, one strike, two away. Second and third. Pitch to Johnston. Inside, and it's 2-1. Brody had the RBI in the first inning on a ground out. He's 0-for-4 tonight. Inside as well. And now it's 3-1 to Brody Johnston. Brady Francisco waits on deck. Here's the pitch. On the ground. A diving stop at third. Brown to first. And got him! Jaden Brown saves two. And it's still a one-run game as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jayden Brown, who just made that spectacular play to save two runs off the bat of Brody Johnston, leads us off in the bottom of the eighth inning against Brock Tony in a 5-4 game. First pitch from Tony, called strike one at 91. A four-run bottom of the seventh, and the Flyboys have threatened to score in all but one inning. And are 1-for-10 with 11 left on base through eight. Crush to right. Lewis cannot make the play. It is a single, and Jayden Brown makes a fantastic play on defense and comes to bat to lead off the inning and singles, tying run aboard here in the bottom of the eighth. How many times do you see it? An incredible play defensively, and it carries over to offense. Runner at first now with nobody out. And here is Hudson Walburn, who's 0-for-3. First pitch to him is way outside, ball one. Five runs, nine hits, three errors for the Flyboys. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for Bluefield. 1-0 from Tony, showing bunt, reaching for the bunt, but can't get it down. It's 1-1 is Hudson Walburn. Jayden Brown, 111 miles per hour off the bat into right field. And they give symbols on the TrackMan on MLB.com to show the tier as that pitch misses outside 2-1 that exit velocity is in. You get a red diamond for great, and it's better than most, 90th percentile in the MLB, exceptional. You get a blue diamond, and this is green, elite. It's the top tier value, 99th percentile of MLB hits. That's the hardest I've seen this year. 2-1, showing bunt again, pulling back again, and now it's three balls and one strike. Showing bunts, getting it down, but it's right back to Tony. He goes to second for one. Johnston will not get it to first as he dropped it on the transfer. And there's one away. That's a big out number one. 3-1 bunting, and he bunted it right back to the pitcher. One down. And that will lead to Ben Martin. Martin is 1-for-3 as he takes strike one at 91 miles per hour from Brock Tony. Close game here at Bonefield. 5-4, bottom of the eighth inning. Tying run at first. Go-ahead run at the plate. Flyboys trying to snap a three-game losing streak, their first three-game losing streak all year, are 7-3 following a loss as they're just swinging a miss, and it's 0-2. But this is the first time that they've lost three in a row, losing two to Johnson City and then losing to Bristol. Into right field, it will stay fair and down the line. Lewis picks it up, first and third, one away. Tying run 90 feet away now. And is the hottest hitter in the Bluefield lineup in Trey Keels. Keels is 3-for-3. Tony comes set, kicks and fires home. Way outside, a ball and no strikes. One oh. Check swing, went around. Actually, it was called a strike on the slider. 1-1. Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And now it's 1-2. And Tony is a strike away from getting the biggest out of the game. Keels is 3-for-3. He was 3-for-3 against Aaron Calhoun. 1-2 from Tony. Outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two. Outside again, and the count runs full. Trey Keels works it full. Full count, payoff pitch. Got him looking! Four-seamer at 93 on the inside corner. A huge strikeout from Brock Tony. Here comes Jack Wilson to the mound. And he's calling all the infield in. So manager Jack Wilson is going to talk things over with everyone on the mound. Francisco, Johnston, Arias, Inge, Jackson, and Tony. Two away, tying run is 90 feet away from scoring after the Flyboys led 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. First and third, two away. Mound visit over. Nick English at the plate is 0-for-3. First pitch from Tony. Outside, ball one. One oh from Tony. Outside again, 2 balls, no strikes. Second base is open, so a walk wouldn't score a run. Aaron Calhoun, 6 shutout, came out for the 7th, could only get an out. But did not give up an earned run. 2-0. Pitch, fouled away. Two balls, one strike. With the tying run at third base here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 2-1. Up high, and now it's 3 balls and 1 strike. And English will ask for time. This will be pitch number 43. And an inning. Or two innings in a third. Or an inning in a third, sorry, for Brock Tony. 3-1. Misses upstairs. English is on with his second walk in two innings. Bases are loaded once again. And stepping up to the plate for the Ridge Runners is Alexander Wright. Wright had a sacrifice fly and an RBI that's ended up scoring 2 runs, but only one counts as an RBI. That was his 26th of the year. Bases loaded. And there's two away. Pitch fouled right back. No balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Taken upstairs. This is one of the bigger moments in the game and as well in the season. Flyboys have lost 3 straight. Need to get back on track here in the middle of July. As we're getting to the later stages of the season. 1-1. Outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, 1 strike, 2 away, bases loaded. Here's the pitch from Tony. In the air, left field, and foul. And the count is even at 2-2. No one up currently in the Flyboys bullpen, so no word on who would come out in the ninth. Two and two with 2 away. Biggest pitch of the game will be Brock Tony's 48th. Pitch number 48 for 47. Just missed outside. Fastball at 93. And the count runs full. Bases loaded, 2 away. A ball would tie the game. A hit would tie the game and maybe give the Ridge Runners a lead. A strikeout would send the game to the ninth inning with the Flyboys up 1. And this pitch could very well decide it all. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded, 2 away. Pickoff as everyone started running. No one's covering. Tony gets back on the rubber. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Tony on the ground to second. Tyler Inge to first. Got him. Inning over. Tony escapes. And it's 5-4 as we head to the ninth inning. The Flyboys still hold a 1-run lead. Top of the ninth inning, Brock Tony escaping the bases loaded jam and puts up a zero. In the bottom of the eighth inning, it's still 5-4. Brady Francisco leads us off, and the first man to congratulate him or greet Brock Tony out of the dugout was Aaron Calhoun, the starter, who may have just possibly saved his win. Francisco takes up and away. One ball, no strikes to the Flyboys backstop. The 1-0. Way up and inside from Feldner, who threw a scoreless eighth. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to Francisco. Up and away. And now it's 3-0. Flyboys have had their fair share of opportunities to break this one open. 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, which was also the story last night. 3-0. Brady takes. Strike one. Francisco, 3-1, in the air, on the infield, and tripping over, the ball falls down, is the shortstop, Smith. He tripped over the bag at second base after calling off the second baseman, Martin, and Brady Francisco is on to lead off the top of the ninth inning. Well, he called off the second baseman who most likely would have made that play and just tripped right as he crossed second base. Luckily, the ball didn't hit him. Landed right next to him, and now Brady's on with nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Nick Williams, who's 3-for-4 in his first game back. Up and inside, 1-0. Williams takes upstairs 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to Nick Williams, who's having a day in his first four live at-bats he's seen in a month, is 3-for-4. 2-0 coming. Inside, three balls and no strikes. Ball four, Williams is on, Francisco to second, and more runners in scoring position chances for the Greenville Flyboys, and time is called. Heading to the mound is pitching coach Justin Thomas. Flyboys fans craving pizza look no further than Pizza Inn in Greenville, America's hometown pizza place since 1958 and made daily with fresh dough, original thin, and original pizza buffet. Located at 275 East Andrew Johnson Highway, open daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Flyboys are also sponsored by Unbound Digital. Contact them today for a free consultation at unbounddigital.net or call 423-467-777, Managed IT Services. Thomas heads back to the dugout. And B.J. Pert is up with runners at first and second. And this is a spot where I would almost guarantee that B.J. Pert is going to drop down a bunt here. And the corners are in. Let's see if he does it. Francisco at second. Williams at first. Showing bunts, pops it up, but gets it down right in front of the pitcher, throws to second and into center field. Francisco will score. Williams will be held at third, And it will be a sixth run of the game for the Greenville Flyboys on another bunt. Brody Pert. And then the throw is all the way into center field from the Ridge Runners pitcher Feldner. And it's 6-4 Flyboys, a big time insurance run. And now it's Dylan Jackson, and there's still nobody out with runners at first and third. Air number two for the Ridge Runners tonight. And let's see if Jackson can come through. First pitch called strike one on a pitch inside. Jackson's 0-2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch earlier. And outside, a ball and a strike. In the dirt, blocked up by English, saves a run. Two balls and a strike. Williams is at third, Pert's at first. And the ball that was thrown from Feldner to second wasn't necessarily that far off, but Williams sliding into second kind of got in the way, completely legally, of that throw as Jackson swings at the pitch inside and fouls it away, 2-2. And you could see it was tough for the second baseman Martin to adjust to try to make that catch as it rolled into center field. It almost got completely by the center fielder Keels, but he was able to get a glove on it as it rolled by him, so Williams had to hold a third. 2-2, runners at the corners, nobody out. Jackson fouls it away, stays alive. Jackson fouls it off again, and he stays alive. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Jackson, and that's the third straight foul ball he's fouled off of himself, and it's still 2-2. Jackson swings and misses. Add a curveball in the zone, and that's a big out number one for Feldner. And here's Jordan Lewis, who hit a three-run home run back in the second inning. That gave the Flyboys the time a 4-0 lead, and at one point led 5-0, heading into the bottom of the seventh inning when Bluefield scored four. Showing bunt, pulling it back. And it's 1-0. Williams at third, Pert at first. 1-0 to Lewis. On the ground, fouled away. Change up at the knees there to Jordan Lewis. One, Lewis bunting, pulls it back again, and it's 2-1. The Flyboys have dropped down three bunts, and they've all worked out. Tyler Inge with a bunt, Max Knight with a bunt. BJ Pert was the worst bunt of them all and ended up scoring a run on an E1. 2-1, Lewis downstairs, 3 balls and a strike. RBI 7-8-9 for Lewis on that 3-run home run, and looking for more. 3 balls, 1 strike, runners at the corners with one away. Here's the pitch. Up and in, Lewis walks, bases loaded for Tyler Inge. So Jordan Lewis has reached yet again tonight. And has done a fantastic job setting up for the top of the lineup. And time is called, and we'll get a pitching change. Here with the bases loaded, one away, and a 2-run Flyboys lead. Top of the ninth. Rest is coming up next. You won't want to miss it. Stick around. Tyler Inge leads things off. Bases loaded. One away against the new pitcher. And the new arm for Bluefield. Is Yachiel Saint. As the first pitch is called strike one. Bases loaded, one away, one run already in. Top of the lineup at the plate, and up next as Inge takes strike two. No balls and two strikes. And this is a big spot to put this out of reach. 2-run lead right now. 1 run was big, but looking for more. 0-2. Taken outside. One, two. Inge went around on a check swing. And there's two away. And it's up to Max Knight. This is Saint's first appearance on the mound for the Ridge Runners. Max Knight with the bases loaded and two away. Max had a big bases loaded at bat in the ninth inning against Bluefield. Back at home in Greenville to send the game to extra innings where the Flyboys would lose on an error. Trying to do the same here, 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Knight takes strike two at the letters. And Saint, a strike away from getting out of this, and the Flyboys leaving the bases loaded. They've already scored one run in this inning. Here's the pitch. Outside. Two away. Here's the pitch tonight. On the ground towards third and foul. Second baseman Martin, a step into the grass. Everyone else straight up. 2-2. Bases loaded, two away. Here's the pitch. Outside. Full count to Max Knight. And everyone in motion. The carousel. With two away and the bases loaded in a full count. The payoff pitch. Bounces away. Rolls all the way to the backstop. B.J. Pert will hold at third. A run will score. A walk for Max Knight, and it's 7-4. Big-time insurance run and a big-time at-bat from Max Knight. Bases remain loaded for Nick Arias. Bases loaded for Nick Arias with two away. The first pitch misses outside, ball one. Nick Arias with a base hit could really open things up. It's now a three-run lead, and two runs is exactly what the Flyboys needed, only leading by one here in the top of the ninth inning. Upstairs, and now it's 2-0. Brody Johnston waits on deck, and he is 0-4 tonight. Actually, make that 0-5. Arias is 1-5. Two oh pitch, way outside, and now it's 3-0. Down the middle, 3-1. Nick Arias and Brody Johnston, the two you want up in this situation. Arias takes right at the letters, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Carousel again. Lewis at second. At third is Pert. At first is Max Knight. A ball in the gap. Might score a ball. 3-2 to the league leader in hits. Inside ball four. And it's 8-4 Flyboys on another walk. Big-time at-bats for Max Knight and Nick Arias have extended the Flyboys' lead to 8-4, and here's Brody Johnson with the bases loaded. First pitch from Saint to Brody Johnston, inside 1-0. So inning after inning, the Flyboys not being able to capitalize after leading 5-0. It's now a 3-run ninth inning with a chance for more. 1-0. Fouled back by Brody Johnston, and he was trying to bring them all home with that swing. It's 1-1. Johnston takes a called strike 2. And he's behind 1-2 and in danger of going 0-6 tonight. Saint comes set, kicks and fires home. Johnston fouls it off and stays alive. He's getting a lot of pitches in on the hands of late. Now he's figured out how to hit the off-speed pitches with strength, which is what he wasn't doing at the beginning of the year. And now he's getting a lot of stuff in on his hands to try to prevent him from extending his hands and getting all of his strength on the ball. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Johnston pops it up. And out of play. One, two to Johnston. In the air, shallow right field. Martin is there to make the catch. Johnston is 0-6, and the side is retired. The Flyboys bring home 3 in the top of the ninth. Big time insurance runs. We head to the bottom half. 8-4, Flyboys lead. Bottom of the ninth inning, Tyler Jackson is on to close the doors on the Ridge Runners, hopefully, as the first pitch is outside to Noah Smith. One oh from Tyler Jackson in his first save opportunity of the year. Outside 2-0. 2.65 ERA on Tyler Jackson. Three oh from Jackson, outside ball four, a four pitch walk to start the bottom of the ninth inning for Tyler Jackson. And one on with nobody out. First pitch outside, and it's another ball thrown from Tyler Jackson. That's five straight out of the bullpen. Called strike one as he finds the zone, gets a favorable call. Flyboys are three outs away from getting back on the winning side of the standings. Outside, after losing three in a row and getting to 20 wins, becoming the second team to get to 20 wins. Johnson City continues their offensive hot streak, making this game even more important to keep it a three-game lead if the Flyboys can get out of this with a win. Bristol's up 7-2 on Burlington. Elizabethton is up, or won 7-2, excuse me, against Kingsport, and Pulaski winning 6-5 against Tri-State. Your scores around the Appy League. Two balls, one strike to Alex Merritt. Jackson's pitch, foul tip, 2-2. Cody Carson is getting loose in the Flyboys' pen. Just in case. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Jackson blew it by him with a fastball at 86. And there's one away. So here's Aaron Jameson, who's 0 for 4 tonight. Fouled away, and it's 0-1. So a leadoff walk, and then a strikeout. Tyler Jackson trying to end things here in Bluefield in game one. Fouled right back, and it's 0-2. First road trip for the Flyboys since Pulaski. Well, I mean, is an interconference, out-of-conference road trip. And there'll be two more this year after tomorrow against Burlington and Danville. This is skied in the air. It will stay on the infield. Brody Johnston will make the catch. And the Ridge Runners are down to their final out here tonight against the Flyboys, trailing 8-4. The Flyboys started off with a 5-run lead heading into the bottom of the 7th inning. Aaron Calhoun dominated for 6 1/3. 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th for Bluefield. Gave him life, got him right back in the game. In the 8th inning, Brock Toney was able to get out of a bases-loaded jam and send it to the ninth with a 1-run lead for the Flyboys as the first pitch misses outside. That is to Jaden Brown. And the Flyboys got three in the ninth. Big time insurance to make this a lot easier and more relaxed of an inning for Tyler Jackson. Fouled away, one ball and a strike. Jaden Brown had the hardest hit ball I've seen this year at 111 miles per hour off the bat in his last at-bat. One-one. On the ground to short. Johnston to second. Game over. Losing streak over. Flyboys win 8-4. Tyler Jackson gets the job done in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Flyboys beat the Ridge Runners for the first time this year, end the three-game losing streak, and are the second team to 20 wins in the Appalachian League. Move to 20-12. And we'll look to be at 21 tomorrow in the 7-inning, 5:30 Sunday showdown here in Bluefield between the Ridge Runners and the Flyboys. From Bowen Field, signing off, Max Gershon. Flyboys win this one 8-4. We'll see you tomorrow night.